Tonight on the rundown, we are going to go through a few trailers and give our thoughts and discussions on. I hope you guys got to see them all. Speaking of trailers, we're also going to discuss what's going on with the Grand Theft Auto trailers. How are people feeling about it, good or bad? What did you guys think about it? Matt Rife seems to have a little bit of a beef with a minor for some stupid ass reason, and Jonathan Majors, Kane's Destiny, the jury's in deliberation, all that tonight and more on the rundown. Let's get into it, guys. I'm your host, Chris Fagan. Welcome to T3 Media Studios. We are back live. Hopefully everything goes well tonight because we are in the new studio. You might see some changes. I got to turn the brightness down on that one. I guess I got to fix that. But guys, we're back. We did a little movie. We were gone for a while. I hate movies. I'm gonna tell you right now. That's why I'm riding solo tonight. Tabitha was supposed to be here, and then at the last second she backed out, and I'm gonna call her out for this because she knows what I was about to do. I was gonna call her ass a jinx. She jinxed me. I was supposed to be back last week, actually.
She's like, "You're not gonna be back, man. Yeah, you gotta move. Yeah."
And so she jinxed me. So it's all her fault, and that's why she knew I was gonna get on the ass about that. So that's why. She's not here tonight. No, that was. But tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have a full studio with you guys. I want to show you guys exactly what's going on around here. Besides what's going on behind me, there's a whole new setup. So I hope you guys like it. I didn't get the graphics and the cameras all set up to show you all that stuff, and I'm not gonna stand up and move stuff around right now, guys. We're gonna do a quick show today because I had to start late because, like I said, it's been a slow process getting everything set up. We're not going to be able to do the full show the way I normally do, but I am going to try to do a we got your mail. If you guys are watching this live, we have something new involved. If you guys hit us up on super chats, if you send a super chat question, comment, or anything you want to say, it pops up live on the I think it's set at like $5. Like if you do like $1 or something like that, that's which is appreciated. It will pop up, and I'll put it up on the screen. But if you do, I think it's $5 or more, then it interrupts the show, and the voice, the robot voice, I think it kicks in. I think that's all set up, guys. But other than that, man, we got some topics we're going to go through. And like I said, if you guys are watching live, hit me up. Let me know what you guys think about any of the topics because I will be shouting you guys out. I'm watching the live chat. I should be able to display it up on. But let's get it out the way, guys. First topic of the week. Get into it. Okay. Trailers. We had some new trailers that dropped out. And Kung Fu Panda 4. The trailer, when I noticed this trailer, I watched it twice before the show, and the one thing that stood out to me the most was the fact that I forgot that I heard that Angelina Jolie. I'm so familiar with the cast, and I'm always thinking about that's a package deal, Jack Black, Angelina Jolie and everybody, but I felt it. The fact that she wasn't, I think her character is mentioned in IMDb. Maybe that's a franchise credit, but it was not in the trailer at all. Awkwafina's new character that's involved in it. I mean, it looked great. I mean, these fourth movies are really trying to, like, I don't know, they're trying to become like the new trilogy. Four is the new three, I guess. But it just felt like a continuation. Like it felt to me like what Puss in Boots, the latest Puss in Boots was. And I don't see any dip in the quality as far as what we got in the trailer. I don't see any dip in with the fun factor and everything like that. It just felt like another installment of the Kung Fu Panda. Like I wouldn't be surprised if they did 10 of these movies. And it just feels like the quality hasn't dipped. Like these rabbits right here, I think something like, oh yeah, Pain and Punishment, yay! Like they look crazy. So it looked like it's gonna be a lot of fun. So I enjoyed the trailer. It stood out to me that the people who were not involved. And speaking of the cast members, real fast before I move on, let's see if I can I can pull up the cast members who are not going to be involved. Let's see if we can. Returning stars, three actors join, and seven are not reprising their role. Angelina Jolie, not returning. Awkwafina joining the cast. Awkwafina joins the cast as a new character, the crafty, quick-witted thief, Zen, who is a Corsac fox, who's it kind of reminds me a little bit of what happened with Zootopia. So a fox who's like a thief and can't be trusted, kind of. But it looks like the scenes that she was in, and I guess Awkwafina is the new go-to for animation. Let's see, Bryan Cranston returning, reprising roles as post-father. David Cross not returning. Will not be back in voice Crane. I almost say Krang. Kung Fu Panda, Dustin Hoffman, obviously. Ian McShane returning as the voice of Tai Long. And the bad guy taking everybody's powers. That was a good. I don't know how you top that. I mean, you're pretty much fighting against Shao Kahn. How are you going to top that if there's a part five? Jack Black, obviously. Jackie Chan not returning. In his role as the other, I think he's working Rush Hour, Karate Kid, right? Returning Jane Hong, James Hong returning as the dad. What is this? I got an advertisement going. And real fast, pop-ups. J.K. Simmons not returning, reprising his role of Kai from Kung Fu Panda 3. Let's see. Continuing on real quick, Kate Hudson not returning. Mei from Kung Fu Panda 3. Kehu Kwan joining the cast. Oscar, man, he's everywhere now, man. You cannot be unhappy when you see J.K. Kwan in anything. J.K. Kwan joining the cast, and the new role of Han, leader of the Din Thieves. Okay. Who else? Lucy Liu not returning as Viper. Seth Rogen not returning as Mantis. And continuing on, Viola Davis joining the cast. Viola Davis is new to the cast in the voice role of wicked, powerful sorceress Chameleon. She's the main villain. Okay, you got Viola Davis. I mean, okay, there you go. I mean, it seems like it's gonna be a solid movie. I can't go wrong with that. I thought the trailer looked pretty good. Let me know what you guys thought about it. And I'm looking forward to it. It looks like it's gonna be a fun time. Hopefully, so I'll share your thoughts on that. Are you looking forward to seeing Kung Fu Panda? And if you are, what do you think about the new cast and who's returning, who's not returning? Let me know. Like I said, if you donate to the channel, it will interrupt the show. And hopefully, I didn't get a chance to test it, but hopefully, it will. The robot voice will say whatever you guys are saying on the in the chat, and it'll pop up. Exactly. But if you want to just send a chat, I'm going to monitor the chats and have it. Let's share your thoughts, and let's just keep talking, guys. All right, move on to the next. Before I move on to the next topic, guys, can I do something real quick? Let me do it. Something a little bit. Can't wait for what's going on. It's just popping up in my mind. Maybe it's from Facebook. Okay, all right, there we go. Let's see. Before I continue on, I want to do this. Do a shameless plug because I'm not as comfortable as I want to be. And I'm going to be real quick. You guys do garbage. It's a good chair. I like it. And I'll be sitting on it. But my wife is not here. Since my wife is not here, I'm going to steal her chair. This chair. You guys have got to check this out. I'm going to do a little shameless plug. This chair is one of the best gaming chairs if you have your own, if you do podcasting, if you do, I'm shorter than I normally am. If you do podcasting, There you go. Oh, it's adjustable. This thing has the best cushions. It has the softest throw pillows, you know? And it's just comfortable all around. So when my wife is not here, this is the chair that I'm going to be sitting in. And this is she works from home, like I work from home. And when she's at work, I mean, it's a recliner. Like, it goes, like, what, from 90 to 130 degrees recline. It has that adjustable. It has, can't see it. I don't know if you can see it. It has something, got the flip out for your legs. I can put my feet up. Boy, this is the chair. And why am I doing this right now? Well, because if you were later on, you'll see. You go to go on our socials and stuff. You're gonna see a button to click on for shopping and all that. So this is my official, unofficial commercial for the for this chair. It's one of the best gaming chairs, one of the best recliners I've ever sat on. You will not feel bad about your ass will love you after sitting on something like this. I feel like I'm sitting on the ass of a cloud. There we go. All right, there's my quick little plug for that. You'll see all that clipped out on our social medias and stuff like that. Okay, let's get into this. Okay, for the next topic. All right. Let me know if you guys have had a chance to see the new Beverly Hills Cop. Now, I remember watching Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. I saw 3, but it wasn't that memorable. It didn't feel like Beverly Hills Cop. 3 was the worst. But watching this trailer, this felt like a solid Beverly Hills Cop trailer. It felt like the real Axel Foley from part 1 and from part 2. Nothing really happened to make me like bust out laughing. I didn't see anything that I thought was like, because it is going to Netflix. You know, nowadays people feel like things that are straight to Netflix feels like one of the back in the day, how it used to be straight to DVD and stuff like that. But Eddie Murphy's been crushing it with these straight to streaming things. He's got that deal, that like that Adam Sandler deal. And you can't go wrong with this cast. You got Kevin Bacon. You got Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You got the cast here, man. So this, I feel like this is that sequel or that installment that 3 should have been. It feels like the original spirit of what the Beverly Hills franchise was or is. And hopefully it'll be good. I this was just a teaser, but I had fun with it. It felt like a solid trailer. So let me know if it's going to wow anybody. I would think whether or not, I think Netflix should still consider putting their movies out in theater. And I don't know why, but I feel like good or bad, I mean, because it's a waste of money, you know. If it's not gonna lead, it's gonna bleed money. So I feel like I would have loved to have seen this in the theater. This trailer looked like I would have had a lot of fun with it. If you go to Netflix real quick, there's an Everything You Need to Know about the new trailer. I mean, before I run out of time, because that phone call that interrupted was something important. Let me get to it real quick. So Everything You Need to Know about the Beverly Hills Cop trailer. I was going to read this whole thing, but I do not have the time. So when does Beverly Hills Cop Axel F come out? The new Beverly Hills Cop hits Netflix in December of 2024, almost a full 40 years after the original hit theaters. I remember as a kid in Australia watching it for the first time. Molly said I had an Axel Foley poster up in my bedroom. Everybody, that was the poster to have in the 80s. That poster was the poster. Axel Foley, I like this poster. That's pretty cool. Trying to do that, the whole member berries nostalgia thing. Who is in the cast of Beverly Hills Cop? We already covered a little bit about that. Judge Reinhold is back. We got Joseph Gordon-Levitt. We've got Kevin Bacon. You can't go wrong with adding some bacon in it. What is Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. about? Detective Axel Foley is back on the beat in Beverly Hills after his daughter, Jane, Taylor Page, life is threatened. She and Foley team up with a new partner, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and old pal Billy Rosewood, Judge Reinhold, and Taggart, John Astin, to turn up the heat on the undercover conspiracy. So, I mean, it's like it's got the feel of Beverly Hills Cop, and I can't wait to check it out. So let me know what you guys think. Are you looking forward to this one? I think it's going to be a good time. I wish they would have. This one, I feel like Netflix should have taken a chance and put it in the theaters. I feel like that. You got Kevin Bacon in there, man. Can't go wrong with that. Let me know what you guys think. All right, real quick. Let's move on to the next topic real quick. Okay. What am I... Miller's Girl with Jenna Ortega. Now, we were just talking about Jenna Ortega before the move and how she's what's going on with what's going on with Jenna Ortega with Scream and everything. Look, I feel that I feel like she's gonna be all right. Ain't nothing gonna go wrong with that. She's gonna be all right. This movie is about a creative writing assignment yields complex results between a teacher and a talented student. So if you saw the trailer, at first it makes you think like this is going to be about another inappropriate relationship between a teacher-student dynamic. Even though the girl is 18 years old, and this time they're not trying to go that Lolita route this time. But it's still that power dynamic, you know, he's the teacher, she's the student. But then it's like, wait a minute. Or is this like Swim Fan or Crush or Poison Ivy? Like one of those types of movies. Is the student the one that's setting things up? Maybe he's the teacher's completely innocent. I have a theory on it. I believe that that's going to be the mystery. Like that movie Doubt with Meryl Streep. Like, it'll seem like he's being set up and he's totally the victim. And in the end, it'll be like, oh no, she was telling the truth the whole time. Or maybe they both were. And then he took it too far. And then like, or something like that. Like either way it goes, one part of that trailer rung true. Dude, the teacher's coworker was like, dude, you're the adult. At the end of the day, you're responsible for even putting yourself in a situation where this could even be assumed. There are situations where people straight up get set up. I mean, she is a legal adult, and there's situations where people can get, you know, totally set up, and it screws people over. But when you don't report it, when you don't say, I'm talking about the teachers now. You don't report it. Especially the male teachers and stuff, and you in situations where you're constantly alone with this person. Well, now, there's a reason why. There's doctors out there that like gynecologists and stuff. They're like, no, we're bringing that nurse in. Hey, well, this is Nurse Joy. She's gonna be sitting here with while we do this. I trust you. I don't give a damn if you trust me. My nurse is going to witness. I'm not saying I'm gonna do something. I'm going to put myself in a situation where you can't say I did something, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like this is going to be one of those movies where it's going to be like, dude, what were you doing along with her all that time? You know what I'm saying? Miller's Girl. So Jenna Ortega, you don't want to be in a situation where she's sitting there giving that look. You got to teach. Look at this dude. Look at this dude. He's over there thinking about the Hobbit stuff and Marvel crap. And now you got Jenna Ortega giving you that look. You over there on the dry erase board wondering what happened to you, why your wife divorced you. You know, look at that look. You seen that look that she gave? Look at that. Look at that look that she gave. You going to give me an F? Oh, I got your F. She said, I got your F. Watch this. Woo! Let me know what your thoughts are with that trailer. That was okay. Got to be more careful. That's the saying right there. Got to be more careful. Put that in the chat if you got to be more careful. We move on to it. All right, one of the last things about trailers. Let's talk a little bit about the dropping of that Grand Theft Auto trailer. Look, I haven't played a Grand Theft Auto game in a minute. I remember the original Grand Theft Auto was that 2D bird's eye view of Grand Theft Auto. Then when it got 2D and changed it up, boy, I mean, next thing you're just paying for SEG workers and running them over and taking the money back. Things have changed. It used to be about the cars. Now it's about some other stuff. It's just not like it's ridiculous. Crazy out there. But what I noticed, and I don't have time to get fully into it. I wish I had the time to put the graphics up. I'm gonna read it out to you. Like some of the stuff that was going out there saying, like, because we've got a female protagonist in the movie, in the game. Lola, I don't know. You know what everybody's gonna say, what a lot of people are out there saying. It's, you know, what everybody's favorite word to twist around.
And Grand Theft Auto's gone woke. Oh, ain't this gonna woke.
Has Grand Theft Auto gone woke? No, no. Has it? Ask yourself. Put in the chat. If you believe it's gone woke, put it in the chat. Tell me if it's gone woke. Let me know. Is it woke?
Is it woke?
Not like Joker on on Suicide Squad. I don't wanna be. Was it woke when, let me pull it up here. Was Grand Theft Auto 3 woke? Grand Theft Auto 3, a young criminal's girlfriend betrays him in a bank robbery. He is arrested by the police, but manages to escape from custody. He must now get revenge on his girlfriend, but in order to do so, he must work his way up in the criminal underworld by any means necessary in Liberty City. Okay? You got a lover score right there. Is that woke? The main antagonist is a woman. Is that woke? Grand Theft Auto 4, Nico Bellic, an Eastern European. That dude ain't even, dude isn't even American, right? Like, he was a foreigner. Is that woke? Arrives in Liberty City aboard a cargo ship. The Platypus, to escape his criminal past, pursues the American dream. Is that woke? I mean, it's only because the damn word has been overused and now being twisted. Now people just want to say it just to get you to click on it.
Is it woke? Is it woke? You got some beef? Is it woke?
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. That was nothing but Negroes. Was that woke? I mean, 5 years ago, Carl Johnson escaped from a lot of escapes in this world, from the pressures of life in Los Santos. San Andreas, the city tearing itself apart with gang troubles and drugs and corruption. That motherfucker was black. Was that woke? Like, no. And hell, how about this Grand Theft Auto game? The Ballad of Gay Tony. I don't remember saying it. But again, the phrase wasn't as coined or twisted into the negative as it is overly used today. So maybe if that game would have, the Ballad of Gay Tony, maybe that game, if that game would come out, if that would have been the next game, if that would have been Grand Theft Auto 6, The Battle of the Gay Tony. Woke! That game got high reviews. Look, people are just now saying it just for the sake of saying it. But when you're looking at that trailer, let me tell you something. When you're looking at that trailer and you see on the beach a man with his cell phone taking up pictures of his girlfriend bent over, I'm like, what? I don't care if it woke me. That woke me up. And there was two scenes of like that in that on that beach. There was two dudes with the girl, there was a girl twerking on top of a car on that mug. I mean, so I don't think you're gonna be starving. Well, look at that right there. Look at how fast that zoomed in right there. It can't get no better than that. Ain't nothing better than that. As I sit in my very comfy chair. You see that on the side of the screen? There was a dude laying on the beach taking a picture. that upward shot of his girl. Go back and look at that trailer. The graphics look beautiful, man. The graphics look great. I don't care if this if the main there's a bunch of games that start. Look, you guys, these are the same dudes that be shooting up stuff in Tomb Raider, talking about Grand Theft Auto was woke. So if the next Tomb Raider was a guy, if Lara Croft disappeared and her boyfriend had to go save her and became the new Tomb Raider, would it be woke? I bet you it would. I bet if he was black, it'd be. Can I say that? Anyway, let me know what you guys think about these trailers and everything that's coming out. I'm excited for it. It's been a good week. A lot of stuff has dropped this week, so I'm looking forward to it. Let me try. I'm sorry. I've got to get my bearings, my buttons and stuff are got to get everything under control out here. I think that the next topic. Let me see if I can let me get myself situated real quick. All right, that's topic. That was number four. All right, number five. Topic. All right, moving on to the fifth topic. I gotta burn because I got something. I gotta get going, guys. This is an official show, but it's really a test. I want to see if the internet would be choppy, if everything would be okay. It seems like it is. I'm not getting all the chats are not popping up on my thing. Hold on one second. Chats are not popping up. I'm trying to click on chats and it's not popping up. Why is this not working? Fresh. Oh, because it's on multi. Oh, okay. Okay, that's something good. All right. Matt Rife. I don't know what the hell's going on with Matt. Then I don't care. Like the dude was like when you started to break down his comedy style, like when he freestyles and he rips onto the audience, I'm like, this dude's a damn genius. Then I hear that when you watch his latest comedy special, when he actually has to write jokes and actually do comedy, it didn't get great reviews at all. People had high hopes for it and expectations of it, but it didn't land. Kind of reminded me of the reviews of Amy Schumer's The Leather Show or whatever that garbage was called. Yeah, Sean, I started late, man. I see. I'm coming. Give me a few minutes. I'm almost done. Sean's in the chat. Shout out to Sean. Y'all put gunfight in the chat. If you like to play Call of Duty, put gunfight in the chat. Besides Sean, or Sean, write it again because I love Call of Duty. We're about to play some Call of Duty. Somebody else put gunfight in the damn chat. But this whole situation is going on with Matt Rife, man. I don't give a damn if he likes what I got to say about it or not. I mean, the dude's acting ridiculous, right? He was in a very good position to. Let me put it this way. He was in a very good position to be in with the buzz that's coming around him. He could be starring in TV shows. He could be starring in movies soon. He could have been, but it's like it reminds me of what I mean. I know it's two different situations, and he's not like he ain't. I don't think he's officially canceled yet, but it's kind of almost reminding me of what Gina Carano was starting to do. What she did with her career, like it was more entertaining for himself to just cater to this type of an audience versus focusing on actually being better and advancing your career. Kevin Hart ripped on people and said some wild stuff and whatnot too, but he didn't do stuff that was self-sabotaging to his own career. Matt Rife recently got into a internet beef with a 6-year-old. So let me click on this real quick. Let me let you know, see if I can break down what kind of happened. From my notes, Matt Rife is facing trouble yet again after allegedly telling a 6-year-old boy that his mom buys his gifts for making money on OF. The comedian 28 was accused of making the controversial comment on Instagram after TikToker Bunny Hedaya's son criticized him his Netflix stand-up special, Natural Selection, on the platform. And like, here's what I think really was going on with that. I think that was engineered. I think this Hannah person, whoever she is, Bunny Hedaya, whatever her name is, I think she saw an opportunity. I mean, Matt Rife is known for, you know, bombing back on social media. Matt Rife is, you know, he'll say something wild. I got 2 million followers myself. Let's see if I can get. I feel like she purposely put her son up to that. But I don't. It doesn't matter. Just because I can be a certain type of, or maybe it was just how she felt that day, and as he and the son wanted to say it, and he just said, "We could all be legit." Either way it goes, whether it was legit or if it was a setup, you didn't have to spring the damn trap. You didn't have to walk into the damn trap, Matt. What the hell are you thinking? Matt Rife accused of allegedly telling a 6-year-old kid that his mom gets money from. Damn it. It was funny, right? Right? All right. Was it? But was it worth it? Here you go. Right, now, it would have been funny if it was true. But it turns out it wasn't. Matt Rife is facing trouble yet again. During the special, Rife said that he was tired of women blaming their poor decision-making skills on planets that don't even know you. Your future is determined by your own thoughts, opinions, and actions. You are in complete control of how your future turns out. It has nothing to do with the stars, man. Just because Jupiter has a ring and you don't doesn't mean that's what you're supposed to look up to for all this. I guess talk about astronomy and all that stuff, right? At the start of the special, Rife also made a joke about DV when telling a story about eating lunch at a Baltimore restaurant with a friend. Rife said that we all heard about with that. Moving on. Yeah, but I feel like if she could cook, yeah, we've heard the joke. And Prop Friendly on there with that gun bite. I see you, Paul. Hold on, let me pull that up. Let me see if this thing working. There we go. It's working now. It's working. There we go. The chat. Finally, the chat's working. If it's gonna pop up. Hold on, real quick. Let me see if I can pull this up. Is the chat working? Come on with the chat. No, that's not it. No. Come on, I can fix this. You gonna work? We tried it again. Did the chat gonna work? Now if it's a super chat, supposed to. Oh man, my chat ain't. Unless it's not on the top. Oh, I got it blinded. Let me try it again. I had it blinded. Let's see if it works now. Come on, gunfight. Oh no, it's not working. My bad, guys. I thought the chats were working. I guess not. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't pop them up. But Paul Friendly Play says gunfight. I'll see if I can fix that later. Hold on one second. So Matt Reefy, let me continue on before I get out of here. Hendaya's son reacts to Rife's comment on Instagram. A video shared alongside a clip of his Netflix special last week. Actually, it's Saturn that has the rings, not Jupiter. But yeah, you corrected the man, which is true. I mean, it's just a fact. I mean, you don't like to get corrected. I'm proud of the young man. My son would have said the same damn thing. And shit, you would have. I mean, maybe you feel like he was an easy target, but he's a kid. And maybe you feel like, oh, you think, you know, his mom is that's an easy target for what you said about the mom, because she's like a popular Instagram and a white woman and whatnot. My kid would have said the same thing to you. Good luck saying, say that shit about my son and see what happened. See, I wouldn't bomb back at you. I'd threaten you straight up, Matt. I'd tell you to your face. I'm going to bring your ass to Houston and say that shit to my face. I don't give a damn how much you work out. I'm going to whoop your ass. You, for real. Bring Shamar Moore if you want. he looked like my brother voted you. I mean, I don't care. I would tell you to your face. Say that about my son. Say that about my wife. Say something like that to me, but say it in my face. I don't play those games, man. You over there playing games and stuff. So maybe this was engineered. Maybe all this is bomb back. So she calls him out. She captions the post, "Are you smarter than a 7-year-old?" Right? Then allegedly responds to the little boy's remark on a since deleted comment on the post that reads, "Jupiter also has a ring, and Santa isn't real. Your mom buys your presents with the money that she makes on OF. Good luck." And started all that nonsense. On Sunday, Hayter shared a screenshot of the deleted comment in a TikTok video and addressed Rife's actions at length. Matt Rife has decided to start a beef with a 6-year-old child online. "Yeah, you heard me correctly," is what she said. He then denied Rife's OF claims and told the star, "For you to assume that every woman online makes money by showing their body, which, like, if that was what I do, girl, that's fine. But I have never made a single dollar from a man." So you don't put yourself in this, like it's like the joke's got to land, man. And you put yourself in a position where they can throw it all the way back on you like that, the way it did. It made you look like a damn idiot, man. It was just stupid. That was a self-inflicted wound right there for no damn reason. But anyway, I feel like, Matt Rife, man, you are effing up, man. For real. I mean, for real. You are effing up. You let this woman own you online like that. I'm like, what the? Look at you. You're supposed to be the comedian. You're supposed to be the master, you know, freestylist on this, on stage, especially when you're getting heckled. This woman heckled you and you shut your whole account. No comment. So you got shut down by what happened, man? Thought you was good. No, fucking up. All right. Moving on, man. Let me know what you guys think. Matt fucking up. Put Matt fucking up in the chat if you think Matt's fucking up. Let me know what you guys think. Okay, before I let you go. Jonathan Majors. Okay. The trial it's gone to deliberation. And Jonathan Majors' fate now in the hands of the jury. This is coming in from Deadline by Sean Pacolio. Article on Deadline. Jonathan Majors in a DV trial in deliberations for today. Back in court Friday afternoon. This is the update. After just over an hour of initial deliberation, the jury in Jonathan Majors' DV trial has wrapped up for the day. Judge Michael Gaffey just sent home the New York City panel of 3 men, 3 women. The jurors are set to return on Friday for a second day of deliberation. However, that day won't be very long either. One of the jurors has an obligation that can't get out of in the morning, so right now Major's jury is set to return 2:15 Eastern on December 15th. Shout out December 15th, my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Following closing arguments from the Manhattan District Attorney Office and the defense early Tuesday, and the jury went behind closed doors around 3:15, they clearly were very seriously weighing matters in the case, which could see the low-key actor behind bars for up to a year if found guilty, as the jury almost immediately had some big-ticket requests for the judge. Requests that will see Judge Gaffey rereading the 4 misdemeanor charges Majors faces. Tomorrow afternoon will also find the jury listening again to all of the 911 calls at Majors placed on March 25th. And rewatching the vivid videos of Majors and then longtime girlfriend Grace Jabari fighting outside of a hired car in the streets at the intersection of Lafayette and Canal in New York City Soho neighborhood. We skip down. Previously, 12:45, the jury and the Jonathan Majors domestic DV trial is now deliberating. The panel of 3. Oh, we already read that part. Closing arguments are over in the Marvel actor Jonathan Majors' domestic trial, and jury could start deliberating. I guess that was the latest update. Okay, we skip down to what was said by the lawyers. What it really boils down to is 4 simple words: control, domination, manipulation, and abuse. Manhattan Assistant District Attorney Kelly Galloway told jurors, encouraging them to also pay attention to the relationship of Jabari lived in the major orbit. If this was a grand plan, why would she fail to cooperate? Galloway asked. Jurors, referring to Jabari's well-documented reluctance at first to report innocent to the police and prosecutors. And even when she went to a hospital, she didn't tell them what happened. Is that the actions of someone whose sole intention is to bring a man down? Galloway said that Jabari testified truthfully over days on the stand, and even at the risk of admitting her recall was incomplete and having uncomfortable personal details such as her psychological profile revealed in open court. Why would she put herself through this? They always say that. Always, why would a woman put themselves through this? Why would a man put themselves through this if they didn't have to, if they were lying? They could be deliberating this afternoon, and the judge, Michael, is, okay, moving on. The prosecutor also said that the video of Majors forcing Jabari back into the car at an intersection, picking her up like a doll and shoving her into the car. So, and then that release of that audio, that recording, that did not look good for Majors, man. That's gonna hurt. I was really sure that this was gonna be an in and out, but then now it makes sense why the district attorney, the prosecution was so bent on ignoring the charges that, I mean, she admitted that she hit him too, and pretty much dismissing it from his side. Like, I'm sure probably because they're looking at it because he's trained as a boxer, he's bigger and all that stuff. But a lot of people didn't think that was fair. If she admitted to hitting him too, why can't she be charged? But y'all quickly dropped that. And why are y'all continuing this charge only focused on Jonathan Majors? But when this recording came out, this recording that Majors' team was trying to suppress so hard, where he was like, you know, you're supposed to be like, pretty much, let me paraphrase, I'm pretty sure most of you guys have already seen it, like, supposed to be like my ride or die, you're supposed to be like my Michelle Obama. What? Like, it took you 2 years to figure that she wasn't your Michelle Obama, dude? Like, come on. You know Dr. Umar probably looking at that like, what? I'm not saying that she couldn't be a ride or die, but come on, man. You talking about how much he's like, I'm a great man. I'm a great man. That's what Matt Rife's saying right now. I'm a great man. You supposed to be like Michelle. Don't be trying to compare nobody to Michelle. I'm a great man. So John Campion showed, he was like, damn, he really started to act like Kane. He's like, I'm a great man. You over here trying to take a great man down. I'm like, dang. You know what I thought about today? You know what was kind of funny? Not funny, like strange. Because it mentioned that she was on the stand and she was crying. You know, and being told that you're supposed to be like a Michelle Obama type, you're supposed to be like Martin Luther King's wife. And I'm a great man. I'm a great man like Martin Luther King. I'm from my community. I'm like, what? Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, confidence. Okay, John. But your confidence? You're supposed to be like Martin Luther King's wife. You're supposed to be doing it big like Obama's wife. Why can't you be more like Michelle? After being told that and going through all this nonsense with this relationship, you sitting on the stand after you tried to back it up, you tried to withhold it. And that part of the text message that was released where he was like, you know, even if I won't, you know, I won't tell them what really happened, and he's kind of like, it sounded like he's coaching her and stuff. It sounds bad to any person who had no skin in the game trying to one way or the other, they're going to say it sounds bad. I feel like what could happen on a legal, technical standpoint, because you got to take it seriously as a juror, and I would have to take it seriously. I would say, but was that Jonathan Majors saying, you know, give a false report to the hospital, don't go to the hospital because, you know, he's trying to cover up the fact that he might have just hit her, allegedly. Or he, and this is probably what his defense is going to be, or he didn't hit her is what they're going to say. But people know that in this situation, especially if you have a big black guy and you know, a hurt woman, they're going to just automatically assume. You go to a hospital with that gash on your head, you got drunk, you fell down or whatever, you're going to say that she did, and you hurt yourself. But you go to the hospital, you tell them you're my girlfriend, they're going to think I did it. And that is the fear for a lot of guys. No matter what, they're going to think I did it. But you wasn't even in town when it happened. I don't care. They're going to say I did it. And for a lot of situations, that has been what's happened. But for a lot more situations, it's been like, hey, don't, when I allegedly suck a punch, like, don't tell them I did that. All right, we cool? Michelle? Obama, right? Like, right? Like, so they're going to argue both sides. But on the fact that she changed her story and stuff like that, but they're going to use that also as a, well, because she was scared. And at this point now, but nobody really knows which is which. So what does Marvel have to do? It looks like the rumors, and that was on John Campy's show, like they might have to recast. And that might just be the way to go now, man. It just might be the thing that you have to do. And I don't know. It just feels like that's what's going to probably happen. So I don't know. That it did not look good, though. It did not look good for that. For Jonathan Majors aside, made them that much. It made it all make sense why that the dog with the bone, the prosecution didn't let it go. Now it makes sense because they had this, the thing that that Majors' team was trying to suppress. It's not gonna make me look good. Now here's the question: is it not going to make me look good because I speaking as Jonathan Majors, because I did it? Because I was all emotional when we got into that fight, and I'm a big black, I'm not hitting, and now please don't tell on me, you're supposed to be my Michelle. Or is it not going to look good for me because I didn't do it, but nobody's going to believe me because I'm the big black, you know, boxing Jonathan Majors, and she's the, you know, so that's the question. That's the situation that I think that Jonathan Majors is in. Now it's all in the hands of that jury now. What are they going to believe? Are they going to believe the defense that this is just another way? I mean, nine times out of the court system, the system always, nine times out of ten, this is a history. Emmett Till, believe the tears of her or versus him. Or did he do it? It's just like trying to get the best defense that he needs, because you're like, hey, we both was wilding that night, and I might have. You know, so I'm still hopeful that's not the worst case scenario is not the situation, because I like him as Kang. I want him to stay on the team, but at this point now it's not looking good, because either way it goes, now it's about the comfort level of everybody because when you have a person on the set, and there's been a lot of experience in my life with dealing with the situation, the office politics, domestic violence. When you have a man in the office, I'm going to say office space because I have a lot of experience with it, who's made, because you got to think about the other coworkers in that, on Marvel and things like that, the other actors and stuff like that. They're not going to be comfortable. Like Kevin Spacey, all these different people. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, all of them. They're not going to be, a lot of people ain't going to be comfortable with them. So if you have a situation where, and I'm not really just talking about Majors right now, I'm just talking about in general, and why Marvel would probably have to fire, recast, or whatever. Whether he's innocent or guilty, it's just this, because people are going to bring up their comfort level. And when you've made your coworker or your spouse or your male friend or your female friend uncomfortable, and you've done something like that to warrant them to have to tell you that you need to, stay away and stuff, and that's what Marvel is going to do. Marvel is going to probably have to recast and say, because we got to think about the rest of the studio. And you can't blame them for having to make that decision. Whether or not you've been good for the team or not, or whatever the situation is. Because Marvel did not hire, just like with Gina Carano and all that with Star Wars, Marvel did not hire you. They hired you for this acting thing. They didn't hire you to take on all this stuff. Why Amber Heard had to go. Now that Warner Brothers didn't hire, we didn't hire you for this. To be delaying our movies because you can't get your personal under control. But I have a feeling that no matter where it lies, I feel like Jonathan Majors will have some type of a career in the future. I feel like he'll. I mean, he's. I mean, we'll see. It all really depends on if they find him guilty. It all depends on what and how it really. But I have a feeling that it might not go that route because of all the evidence of that she was also an aggressor and things like that. And I have a feeling. But even if he's found innocent, Marvel might still part ways. I don't know. That's just my thoughts on it. Let me know what you guys think about that. Hey, I gotta go. I'm out here. I'm sorry that I started the show so late, but I'm hoping we get it under control. Like I said, this was really a test, because we got the new internet set up with the new studio and everything's bouncing back, and I can't get the damn chats to pop up. I don't know what the heck is going on. So I gotta figure out what is going on with the chats. Maybe it's Did I have this? Hold on, let me see if I can fix this. Nope, still not fixed. Still can't get it working. I thought I could get y'all's chats. Dang. I'll figure it out. But yeah, we're up here in the new studio and everything. Hopefully tomorrow we're gonna have a full cast. My wife and whatnot, but let me know what you guys think about these topics and everything else. You have any questions, comments, concerns? Always hit us up on social media. Come on, man, check out this new chair, man. I love it when my wife is. Every time Joy's not here, I get to do the show. Game in this chair too. Fart in this chair too. Is it soft? It's got more cushions than a little bit. There's your plug, baby. The what is it, the Ifamo, whatever this chair is called, Ifamo? Got more cushions than a little bit, baby. All right. Till next time, guys. Have a good one. And I'm just gonna call. I'm gonna cut it out, guys. I'm gonna say I'll do the outro myself. Thank you guys for watching this episode of T3 Medias. Let me know what you guys think. Share your thoughts. Follow us on all socials. Like and subscribe. Become a member. Help and donate and help us out and help us grow this community. As always, guys, we appreciate everything that you do for us. And until next time, guys, peace.